Hello from Patricia Glynn and Storycatcher. A couple of months ago, we sent out a questionnaire to those on our Storycatcher database. We wanted to find out what kind of stories you're enjoying and what you're not, whether we need to tweak what we're offering or change tack completely, you know? One of the questions we asked is whether you'd like stories about my life and my adventures, and the resounding answer was yes. So, herewith, a story from my time as a national broadcaster here in South Africa. I've chosen this one because our featured storyteller this week is Professor Ryan Blumenthal, who is a forensic pathologist, and I once had 3 days in his place of work, the mortuary. I promise this isn't gruesome or ghastly, but maybe you're one of those people who just don't like hearing about death and dying. If so, ciao ciao for now, and we'll meet again for my next story in 2 weeks' time. It was about 25, 30 years ago now that we shot a documentary in the Joburg mortuary for the SABC. We were there for 3 days, and as you can imagine, it was 3 unforgettable days in my life. I wasn't traumatized because I'm not squeamish and easily horrified. And as you might have heard in my chat with Ryan Blumenthal, I find the kind of detective work done to establish cause of death fascinating. But I left that mortuary with lessons that provided great clarity on how to live my life. The lessons came particularly from 2 women. The first, I'd say, was in her 50s or so, and she'd committed suicide by gassing herself in her car. She'd slumped against the door as she slowly passed out, so the blood had pooled on one side of her face, giving it a kind of bright flush. But she'd taken such care before she closed herself into that car. Her hair was put back in a pretty clasp. She'd done her makeup. I remember she had peacock blue eyeshadow, and she'd painted her nails. And I looked down at her and I thought, you know, there are 2 possible reasons for the fact that you are so neat and tidy. The first is that obvious one, which is often quoted about leaving a good-looking corpse. And of course, her family would have had to come and identify her, so perhaps she was mindful of that and wanted to, I don't know, ameliorate their shock. But what really troubled me was this. Was there an event, some news that came to her that day, which suddenly made things unbearable? Had she found life at least manageable, if not happy, when she woke up, and then a turning point came beyond which she could see no light? Was it a realization, some news? Was it a visitor? The other woman also came in by ambulance through the door at the back of the mortuary where the victims of accidents and murder and unidentified medical trauma are delivered. She was roughly my age at the time, about 30 or so. And according to the paramedics, she'd stepped off a taxi in downtown Johannesburg and just collapsed on the curb. And until her relatives were found, of course, they had to keep her possessions safe. So there she lay with her little cream handbag and 2 bags of groceries. I remember Vienna sausages and a box of tea. As she was moved from the ambulance stretcher to the mortuary's gurney, her skirt lifted up, and there on her white panties was the evidence of her fecundity, humankind's most potent symbol of life force. You know, sometimes the overused sayings are the most profound. In the midst of life, there is death, and I had just seen it. Mortality now immortalized in my memory. Anyhow, good to be back with you. We'll speak in 2 weeks' time. Bye-bye.